been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
All right, so the schedule is officially out. And,
drum roll.
Drum roll.
Let's
see if we can do that. So we kind of had a couple clues going forward. We knew due to the Baltimore Orioles schedule that it was going to be two away games in the first 3 weeks, and it looks like that's true. So, Josh, if you're ready for it, can I tell you week one?
Dolphins.
We have at Miami, at the Dolphins, 1 o'clock game on September 8th. Now, let me ask you that. That's interesting because these guys are opening up on the road, but it's in Florida. I kind of would rather have the Florida game be one in December where the team doesn't have to deal with the cold. So, but here they are. They're starting in Miami, first game. What are your thoughts about opening up? That's a pretty good game for Lamar Jackson's first season opener.
It sure is. It's a great game on the road. I'm okay with it. And you're right. I had a feeling the first game was going to be on the road. I just know where, because of the Orioles scheduling. And you're going to have to, you know, obviously bear with the dual sports going on in September. So I had a feeling that was going to happen. I like it earlier in the season. Getting that game out of the way, it's the Dolphins. Take it for what it's worth. Obviously, that should be a big, fat W. Mm-hmm. A lot to be said in that point, because obviously we have the draft. We didn't have more free agencies at that point if we're going to add any more players. So I really say that cautiously, but just looking at that down in Florida, you know, in September shouldn't be too harsh for the Ravens, and I'm very excited to see that week one. And actually, some of the experts predicted that that would happen, that the Ravens would be on the road in week one against the Dolphins. But whether that was one of the leaks or that was a prediction, but there it is. It's official.
All right, and then week two, let's look at that. September 15th, it's a 1 o'clock game, and the Arizona Cardinals come to town. We welcome Terrell Suggs back to Baltimore. He just couldn't stay away. So what do you think is going to happen to see Terrell Suggs in might be in white, might be in red, and not purple and black week two? That's going to be very strange.
I'm going to really love that one. And again, with this season, as we move through the schedule, how many storylines are going to break down in these games, man? I mean, at first, when obviously – the Ravens 2019 opponents without the schedule being released tonight, without that going on, we're like, okay, it's the Cardinals. But now with Suggs being on the team, homecoming at this point, it's going to be really interesting, and that's going to be another hot ticket. So I like it. Home opener right after the road game coming against the Cardinals. Baltimore second, or maybe what you say, third or fourth favorite son at this point, or fifth, I don't know. But Terrell Suggs comes back home with his new team to face his former team. Man, that's going to be great. And depending on what the Cardinals do in the draft, they could have a new quarterback, and a lot of pundits are having them selecting Kyler Murray one overall. So it's going to be interesting to see how that lays out.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. We're doing a Facebook Live instant reaction to the schedule. Week three, where the Ravens are in Kansas City up against the Chiefs. Week four, they're back home against the Cleveland Browns. Now, that is going to be very interesting. That's going to be a very good game. The Cleveland Browns are what a lot of people are picking already to get to the Super Bowl. That's a rebuilt team. What do you think about week four, Ravens versus Browns at home?
I love it. There it is. There's the matchup, and especially the first one. It's a home game. What an advantage to the Ravens. They don't have to go to Cleveland first. Cleveland comes here, the site of that whole great game, the end of 2018 campaign with a AFC North title. Right now, it's 4-for-4 and 1 o'clock games, so we haven't really seen too much of the primetime games. Sure, there's some flavor in there, but you know, I was expecting maybe one of these Browns games to be a primetime game because of the billing, because of that Baker Mayfield, you know, Lamar Jackson feel, because of the stars that they've added and the pieces, because of the Ravens-Browns rivalry, and because of last year. So, but it's great to see this one in week four. So splitting it away, home in the first month of the season. I like how it's stacked up right now. It's, you know, that Kansas City game is going to be fun to watch because obviously we had them on the ropes last year. Remember?
Right.
So, and as we see, this is the first of the three out of the four final four NFL teams, which obviously it was Saints, Rams, Chiefs, and Patriots, right? And we play three of those teams with the exception of not playing the Saints this year. So the schedule's tough, man. I mean, you know, we know that we play the Super Bowl champions. We play the Rams. We basically play both Super Bowl represented teams. Mm-hmm. We play the Chiefs who are represented in the title game, who could have went there and played their guts out against Patriots. So this one's going to be awesome, you know, going from Arrowhead down to Cleveland. So these games, man, right in a row, the storylines, you know, we don't really have the storylines tied into Miami, but get that out of the way. Again, recap the first month, you know, Suggs comes here, high drama, you know, and then you go to Arrowhead, you know, against the Chiefs team, man, and then coming back home against the Browns. So really, man, it's an action-packed first month.
Absolutely. And look at that. You start September 29th, Cleveland Browns, and then October 6th, October 13th, you've got the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals. So there's your AFC North matchups.
There it is.
September 29th, October 6th, October 13th. All of them 1 o'clock games. A little surprising one of these isn't picked for a primetime game in that time. Excuse me, in that time frame. So that's interesting. And then October 20th, the Ravens travel to Seattle up against the Seahawks. Then there's a bye week normally. That's pretty normal. Week 8 is normally a bye week, end of October.
So they got 1, 2, 4, 7. Yeah, so I'm happy to see that. My eyes went right to the bye week. I was happy to see that because the Ravens usually have that mid-season bye week, right? Week 7, 8, 9. They kind of get like almost like that 8 games out of the way, bye week, 8 games. So I don't know how that's happened, but I really maybe in the next shows or two, I'm going to just compare the last track record of bye weeks for the Ravens. I'm not kidding. It's probably week 8 or 9 or 10 every year, and I love it. So the schedule makers, we need to owe you a big high five from Baltimore for doing that. And Harbaugh's always been adamant on that. Remember the one time – remember the one and probably the only time we play in London at this point? Right. We had the bye week right after that, but because it was so early, I felt like that hurt the team. Right. You know, because when you have – and it's weird, and I feel for the teams that have those bye weeks in week four, right? But no, it's right there. I'm really enjoying that. But just to really back it up, you know, going, you know, just breaking it down there, right? So you went from Cleveland, then right in the meat of the schedule, Pittsburgh, and then and that's at Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock, Cincinnati at 1 o'clock. And again, these fall under, you know, the flex capabilities, obviously, as we get deeper. So depending on how the season stacks up and how the standings are, as we know, as with some of the games last year, the games can be flexed, just like the Chargers game. So at that point, you know, I'm going to keep it as is. They're 1 o'clock slated. But, hey, the AFC North trifecta right there, man. But two out of three at home. Brandon, 2 out of 3 at home. You got Cleveland, then at Pittsburgh, then Cincinnati. But look at the schedule, and then you go to at Seattle and then bye week. But just look how it stacks up. It's away, home, away, home, away, home, away, bye week, home, away, home, away. It's just like it's alternating. So
yeah, there's no long stretches, you know.
No.
A couple years ago, I remember they stayed in California for 2 weeks because they were traveling out to the West Coast. This schedule does not have that. It's kind of nice.
Alternating. I don't want to get ahead of us, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm just looking at the schedule at home. The whole schedule in its entirety is alternating. So every week it's home game, away game, home game, away game, home game, away game. So really there's no stretches. Remember where it's like, I think that at one point we had like, we were home for a whole month. Remember we had the bye week and then three straight home games.
Right.
So actually NFL Network right now, I'm recording it, but NFL Network right now has the Ravens breakdown and they're interviewing Mark Ingram as we speak. So for all those who are listening to the show, I got the NFL Network recorded, so I'm going to go back and listen to that. But just to let you know, they are breaking down the Ravens at this point. So that's good. That's good. Thank you. I can't wait to hear what Mark's got to say about that. And he's new. So yeah, so I just wanted to at least break that to you that we're getting some exposure there.
There you go. And then on week 9, November 3rd, the Patriots come to town, and that is a Sunday night game. So that one's at 8:20 under the bright lights of M&T Bank Stadium. Cincinnati Bengals the week after that, Houston Texans after that. And then on November 25th, Monday night football in L.A. up against the Rams. We get to go to Eric Weddle's new house. And that is the November 25th is the Monday after Thanksgiving. So no Thanksgiving game this year, unfortunately. I hate those long weekends where there's no Ravens football after watching so much football on Thanksgiving and then having a game Sunday. Having to wait all the way till Monday, that's like torture.
Absolutely, man. It could be torture at that point.
And then after that, we have December 1st, the 49ers come to town. Up to Buffalo, get to go see John Brown, former Raven there on December 8th in week 14. And then week 15, it is December 12th, the New York Jets, and that is a Thursday night football game that will be on Fox, the NFL Network, and Amazon. And we get to welcome C.J. Mosley back to town. So really, I mean, a lot of reunions going on this season. We got Suggs, we're going to Weddle's house, and then we've got John Brown, and we have C.J. Mosley coming back to M&T Bank. So a lot of returning players we're gonna see a different side of, I guess, this time around.
Yeah, man, and you mentioned that, and I think the theme this year in 2019, there's no revenge tour.
Right.
There's no. We need the exact revenge. There's no, I mean, you're not playing the Chargers at this point unless we play them in the playoffs. So there's no, we got to get them guys again. We try to come back. No, the storylines are running deep into this. And just, again, just going back with me through the schedule, Brandon did a nice job there breaking down the schedule, you know, going in through a top 1 to 16. But just reverting back and really breaking down the psychology of this schedule, mm-hmm. You know, again, Week 1. It's at the Dolphins. There's no storylines. But, dude, starting right off the gate, Suggs comes home week 2.
Yeah.
Fantastic, right? You know, Kansas City.
Do you have a Suggs jersey?
I do.
Will you be wearing it that day up against Arizona?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, hey, he built it here. It was no different than remember Ed Reed played for the Jets and came here, and remember he got burned?
That's right.
So, again, you know, it's – you know, just because they're on the enemy side now, we have to, you know, I'm not one to reverting to the stupid fan behavior. We're going to burn the jerseys and we're going to tear the picture. I mean, I'm staring right now at a 2011, a signed picture for Suggs, 2011 Defensive Player of the Year. Like I'm going to take it off my wall and crumple it up and shred it and burn it,
right?
Because he left it. Come on, guys, be mature here. So, you know, again, he earned it. He's going back home. It's great. But yeah, you know, the storyline's there. Kansas City, that game is going to be a great game in itself, especially after what happened last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Cleveland Browns, man. I mean, pundits are saying they're the team to beat. Let's prove them wrong. Hey, we're the defending champs of the North right now. So
right.
They can say if they want, we have the title. You know, and again, Pittsburgh, you know, Steelers away. There it is. So right there out of the gate, that's the second of the trifectas for the AFC North gauntlet round number 1. And then the Bengals at home, always a drama-filled game. Any of these AFC North battles, man. But Seattle, how about Seattle? And that, and by the way, that is the road game I'm targeting. I'm going to see how much that package is, but that is the road game I'm targeting, man. But, dude, we have Earl Thomas, who is a Seattle Seahawk formerly. So, again, there's another storyline, right?
Yep.
So – yeah, and then a bye week and then getting refreshed after that West Coast trip. Hey, we had the defending Super Bowl champion, six-time champion Tom Brady and company. It's going to be a good one.
Think about this, though. I know everybody likes to hate on Tom Brady and everything like that. This could be his last time at M&T Bank Stadium, if you really think about it. A lot of people are probably out there going, good, we're sick of him. But, I mean, looking at Tom's age, and I know he wants to play forever, but it's not every year that the Patriots come to M&T Bank Stadium. So if you are in a history buff, if you're into NFL history, that kind of stuff, this could be your last time to see Tom Brady come to Baltimore.
Could be last time, but love or hate him, whoever gets to go to that game, you're seeing history. This is the first time that you'll be able to see in person a six-time winner of the Super Bowl as a player.
That's true.
So, as a coach, so love him, hate him. If not, you know, hey, you know, here it is. You know, it's your chance to see him, and it's defending champs. And hey, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And maybe this will be the year, right?
That's right.
It's right.
The man, you got to beat the man.
Hey, that's the mantra. That's the mantra. And it won't be no Becky Two Belts, but hey, maybe we can get a few wins under our belt before that. At Cincinnati, right after that, you know, following the away home, away home, away home on that. So, yeah, that Cincinnati game is always a doozy. It's going to be a great road battle. Then you come right back home. Houston Texans, man, another up and coming team, playoff team. You know, they won their respected division. The Houston Texans, you know, Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, they got firepower, you know, you got Watts. So you got a lot of good players there, and another great Houston team coming in. So, and then you go, like you said, Weddle's house. So then we go out to LA, who was the NFC champion and the representative in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. So there you go. So you go back to L.A., could be basically the last away game the Ravens play there before the new stadium's built.
That's right.
And, yeah, so and that's another thing. You know, looking at the two games, obviously the West Coast trips, L.A. and Seattle, and someone was asking me today, which one would you do? And I actually said Seattle because here's the thing. Yeah, everybody's like, well, it's the L.A. Coliseum. You know what? I'd rather go to the L.A. game after they open the new stadium. So Seattle's beautiful. I want to see that stadium. I want to see that city. And, hey – you know, Seahawks have always been an away game of mine, and this will be the year to do it probably. So, and you got the storyline with Earl Thomas. And then, you know, after that Texans game and then the Rams game on the road, there's no storylines here, but you got the Niners coming in. Right. Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, obviously. You know, if he stays healthy throughout the year, you can see Jimmy G and doing his thing. And then at Buffalo. So that's always a good one, right?
At Buffalo in December. That is going to be a cold game if you're going to that.
Usually that's like early. How many times we play the Bills early? Like
I mean, they opened
up. I'm surprised we don't open against the Bills, which we always do every year.
That was last year, right? They opened up against the Bills.
Yeah, and it was like 2 years before that. You know, so, and it was always a home game, but that's an away game this time. And then keeping it in their division, we come home against the Jets. So obviously the Rams on Monday night, the Jets Thursday night, but the Jets, man. How many storylines are running through this game? I mean, you got Mosley coming back home, but not only that, but remember the bell buzz around Baltimore. Say that three times fast. And you got Mosley and Le'Veon Bell coming here, man. So
I know in the last episode you were all gung ho. You were talking about Le'Veon Bell coming to Baltimore. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I'm so happy he's not here. I'm so happy he's not in Baltimore. I did not want him to be a part of this team. So let's see what he does this year. Hopefully he has a good year. We'll see. But he's a Jet now, like you said. But he's not in Baltimore. I'm happy.
And you know what? You bring up a great point. I'm glad we're going to stop on that game and talk about him for a minute. You know, I know when on that rant, I was like, oh, I want to playmaking. Yeah, when hindsight's 2020 now and he's a Jet and how we went with Ingram and all that and Thomas, because I was like, where are they going to spend the money? And Thomas came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because obviously, apparently, he committed to the Chiefs before the Ravens. The Ravens came out of nowhere and took him and offered him the deal. What I feel about that is I kind of now, you know, I'm going to disagree with myself and say, you know what? I'm actually glad he's not. You know, yeah, if he was here, it would have been great. It would have been dynamic, but you know what? Actually looking at it in Ingram's personality and after watching Ingram's press conference and now hearing that or seeing that he was on NFL Network representing our team, I'm really happy that we got Mark Ingram now. So and he's the veteran presence. You know, he's a workhorse. He's always been a favorite player of mine. I always try to draft him in my fantasy teams, and I love the guy. So it's going to be awesome. So I really can't wait to see how the running game pans out with him. And yeah, man, I'm actually happy that it didn't happen, you know, hindsight 2020, but at the time in, I was ramped up.
You were, and I just think Bell brings drama, and this team doesn't want drama, doesn't need drama, needs to focus on the football, on the field. So I feel like he'd kind of bring some extra bells and whistles, if you will.
You want some drama? The next two games to close out the season, high drama.
Big games here.
Depending on how this stacks up, obviously these probably will be flexed depending on how this goes. But, dude, we go to Cleveland, and here's the thing. Remember, we play the Jets on Thursday, and we go to at Cleveland, so we have a long, basically, mini bye week. So there's some extra rest at the end of the year.
That's good.
That could be key, right?
Absolutely. So, that's huge.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Then, and then you know how we always end with those divisional games. Thank God we're not ending with Cincinnati, right? Usually we start with the Bills and end with Cincinnati. Well, the schedule makers did us a favor, and hey, we have our home game against Pittsburgh. The last game of the year, our home finale, is against Pittsburgh. So, hey, like the Browns game, that could be the AFC North decider or one of those two games. So, dude, buckle up, man. This schedule, I like it with the away home, but, hey, I'm happy with our primetime games. I have really said, but we cover them all, right? We have a Sunday, we have a Monday, and we have a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And two of those three are at home, right? So
great.
We can't really complain. We got the majority of the primetime games at home. We have each of them covered. What more can we ask for? We're division champs. Hey, and the two of the three home games are prime because you have the Patriots on Sunday night and you have the Jets with their storylines with Mosley and Bell. All eyes are going to be at that game. But we'll say the two surprises about the schedule, I'm going to ask what your surprises are, is I'm surprised one of the two Ravens games, Ravens Steelers games are on prime time, and I'm surprised that, you know, one of the Browns games aren't, whether it's one of the home or away. So if it were me, I'm happy with the thing, but I would trade out the LA Rams one, and I would probably put one of those in there, or maybe even take that Patriots Sunday night one out, and I would keep the Jets one, and I want the Jets, the Browns, and the Steelers as my prime time games, whether it's home or away or a combination. But that's kind of what I would make the changes for. But, hey, I'm not complaining. I love it regardless.
I think, one, like you said, the Cleveland or the Pittsburgh game at the end of the year, one of them I assume is getting flexed. What I'm really happy about is those games are on December 22nd and December 29th. No New Year's Eve problems, no Christmas problems. It's away from the holidays enough days, so you get to actually enjoy them, and you have to run around, try to do different things. One of those games, I assume, will be flexed, yes. I like the fact that there's a bye week, and then you face off against the Super Bowl champions, the Patriots.
And after coming on one of your longest two trips of the year.
That's right.
And they're spread out. You're pretty much staying, you know, I mean, we basically go further south as Miami, furthest west as Seattle and L.A., and it's not spread out. They're spread out. So the traveling, especially helping us in the preseason. So the Ravens really won't have to travel till week three. Going to Kansas City, and that's halfway across the country, so that's an easy trip, right? So, and they don't really travel until October 20th to Seattle, and then the LA Rams games all the way at the end of November. So they really have a break on travel this year, and a lot of their marquee games are home versus away. So I'm really happy to see that they have the home field advantage. Usually it's like, oh, we play the Patriots in Foxborough. Oh, we got to go to, you know, wherever. Now, usually now with the Jets being beat up, oh, we would have to go to New York and face them on the road. Those games are coming here. And being at their home games without before those moves were made and all that, and we know what the Patriots can bring, dude, it's going to be even rocking. And, dude, that stadium's going to be off the hook, man. And I'm like, can we start – can week one start next week? Like, I'm like, I'm ready, man. But we still have a draft to get through, right? We have some new Ravens to get.
That's right. The draft is coming up.
Week from tomorrow. Yeah. So it's going to be a busy 2 weeks here. I got the schedule. NFL's buzzing right now, and then the draft is next weekend. So, hey,
and you have
busy 2 weeks.
You're going to have the flock party down at the Baltimore Inner Harbor. You're going to have the Ravens the outlet sale. Exactly. I mean,
draft parties all over the place. Jimmy's is having one.
You got
it on Thursday.
98 Rock is having one locally as well. So
High Tops, I think, they're having theirs at High Tops.
Yep. The one game, though, this is my prediction. December 8th, Buffalo Bills, that will be a snow game. I predict a blizzard of some kind for that game.
I'm really tempted to even do that trip. I would hate it for the snow, but dude, Niagara Falls, man.
Just go for the wings.
Yeah, Buffalo for the wings. Yeah, but the Browns. The Browns actually got a slate of primetime games. Speaking of our divisional foe, so they actually have four of themselves, and it's right here on FNL where it says the last time the Browns had two home games, and the excerpt just went off. I forgot what the last part said, but the Browns, hey. They're always going to be on this division, man, with the Pittsburgh and their changes, right? You know, no Brown, no Bell. Obviously, we knew what he was playing. You know, he was playing his last days as a Steeler. The Browns with what they did. The Ravens are defending champs. Lamar's first full season as a quarterback with the changes the Ravens made on defense and offense, and we still have new Ravens to draft. The AFC North, man, it's still high drama to watch, no matter – you know, who's retiring, who's moving new teams. It's still going to be crazy. But I will say this, the team that we don't play, there's two teams that we don't play this year on our schedule that I do want to keep an eye on. Number one, how about the Denver Broncos with Joe Flacco, right?
That's right. I mean, the Denver Broncos are not on this schedule, but who knows? You know, we might see
could
them
playoffs,
in
right?
the playoffs. It's a very could good be. Possibility.
That'd be crazy, facing January Joe in January as an enemy. Well, that would be a storyline to have. And how about the Oakland Raiders with what they did? You know, they got Antonio Brown. They had three of the top 32 draft picks in the NFL draft next Thursday in round one. So they got some firepower. So the Raiders are going to be a team to watch with new regime, as Mike Mayock is a GM who's an NFL Network personality, as all know. They're doing some stuff over there. So those are two teams that are not on our schedule that I'm really intrigued to be watching out for and keeping a pulse on to see their success. And obviously they're both in the division. But again, and I'll add a third one in there to keep it in the AFC West, but how about the Chargers? You know, they were the ones that took us down, and then they got embarrassed against the Patriots. So, you know, it would be interesting to see how they bounce back. Yeah. You know, was that just a one-year wonder? And, you know, they got lucky against us. And then that whole mantra, they were the first team to face us twice with that whole film and all that. So, but new offense with Greg Roman. The Ravens have a new look themselves, new running back system. And how about this, man? And you've been seeing a lot lately. Lamar's been working out.
Lamar has been working out. There's been a
That's
lot of
impressive.
Videos coming out.
You don't really
out.
See that early.
He's working on his accuracy. He admits he has had some issues with his accuracy and his throwing, and he is actively trying to get better, which is something you always want to see, you know, from any player in the NFL, especially a rookie. And this being his first full season, he's got a lot of eyeballs on him. He really does. There is no safety blanket of Joe Flacco anymore. No. So it's the Lamar show from here on out. So we'll see how he does. OTAs happened this past week as well. No real big news coming out of them. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens next. I think that's pretty much it for this Facebook Live. I don't know if you saw some of the comments on our Facebook Live.
I'm actually speaking of that, I'm scrolling through them now. So
I'm seeing Seattle tickets are pretty high price tag.
Come on, Mike,
so
really?
So you might be.
I knew that trip. I told my dad that tonight. I said that trip's going to be $2,000, and I know it. Just to go. I said I might not. Yeah, I don't know. That sucks. I knew it. I had a feeling.
Yeah, I mean that's how it works.
You know
sometimes.
What? I'll go to Pittsburgh for my birthday. They play the day after my birthday. I'll go to Pittsburgh. Even already been in a stadium. See, I like to like I said, I want that one road game where I'd never go to. And it's funny. I'd love to go to Miami week one, but I already went there too, right?
That's true. So, yeah. I think Buffalo's calling your name, man. I really do.
Dude, my buddy Dave's on the thread here. I have to get him to tell you about that. He was at that crazy snow game where you couldn't see. He actually was posted up there for work, and he got free tickets. He actually helped shovel out the stadium and got free tickets, and it was like a whiteout. He was like in the tunnel you couldn't see. Yeah, he was up there. Right, Dave? I'm sure you'll comment. But, yeah, it was he showed me live video and pictures and stuff. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we thought the Vikings game was fun. He actually lived it. He was in a worse condition. So you're right. If you're gonna watch a snow game, that's a snow game.
Yeah. All right. I think we can kind of wrap it up here for this Facebook Live. Unless you have anything else to add, I think we're good.
No, I just wanted to reiterate to set the stage for what to expect next for the call. It's a busy few weeks here for the NFL and the Ravens as a whole. But, you know, we just broke down the schedule. I'd love to hear all your thoughts. I'm going to go through the comments here and break that all down. And I appreciate all you checking in and watching and supporting the show. But just to let you know what's to be expected as of next. So me and John Dugan, one of our great supporters of the show, he actually lives out in Arizona. In New Terrell Suggs Land, you could say, and he's not going to see him play live. He just can't do it. But, yeah, I asked him. I said, actually, if I lived in Arizona as a Ravens fan and Suggs came there, I probably would just go, but or even maybe a preseason game. But, hey, you know, it's you know, I understand in that regard. But, yeah, me and him, actually, his passion is the NFL draft. He loves talking draft. And me and John actually recorded a quick show this week. You know, I was catching up with him in going back and forth with some draft prospects and what the Ravens might do in their first few picks, and especially in the first round on Thursday. You know, will they trade up? Will they trade back? Will they draft somebody? Who's the team needs? What do we need versus what do we really want? So, barring me getting that out there, you know, I sent everything along. So, yeah, Brandon, you know, hopefully we can get that posted before the draft next week. And then, you know, we'll be doing, you know, as the draft, I have an event at night during the draft. So I try to be engaged with you all on social media as possible. I probably, just to let you guys know, I'm playing in a poker tournament draft night. So, for, you know, so I'll probably, depending on what time they pick or whenever happens, I might be able to do a live reaction. That I'll leave that open as the night unfolds for myself, right? But me and Brandon will be back after it's all broken down, all the rounds, and we'll break down our newest Ravens additions and see how we thought a draft night went in draft weekend. We should say not only draft night, but it takes 3 days to get this taken care of. So Thursday through Saturday next weekend. So you know, you really have the call ramped up here, and then we're going to hit the summer months with some OTAs. Again, you know, that May, June lull, it's going to be tough, but once we get through it, we're going to reconvene in July for some training camp, man. It's going to be great. But Brandon, man, this has been awesome, and I'm really happy about it. I want to get your thoughts as we part ways. Knowing that we have our slate of primetime games, which obviously we didn't the year before because we had a bad year. And, you know, what do you think the schedule as a whole? You know, do you think it's favorable? You know, we know what it is with the West Coast trips and the home away, which is unique. You don't really see that. Usually you see them clustered. What is your take as a whole? We know the opponents. We know the times. We really know the players apart from the draft. But, you know, do you see this being a favorable schedule? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is there things you might have tweaked?
I think this is a very fair schedule. I really do. I like the travel back and forth, home away, home away, home away. I think that's really good for them mentally, and I think it's good for them physically. The primetime games, I'm most looking forward to the Jets game. I think that'll be a really good one to watch to see C.J. Mosley, see how he's doing that late in the season. So I think this is a good schedule. It's going to be hard, as it always is, but it's fair, and it's going to be some really entertaining games.
I'm right with you, man. It's like I said, there were storylines. You're definitely not short of any drama or storylines in any of these games. Pretty much most of them. You know, even in the off games where we don't have former players or coaches, you know, coming here or we're going there, it's still, hey, it's still the Bengals. You know, and twice a year, they're still sort of dangerous. They still got AJ Green. They got some weapons still. They're a divisional foe. They know us. But it's going to be interesting to see if they got a new head coach. So there has been some changes and some landscapes and coaching and players. But dude, man, I can't wait to get it going. But I'm excited about the home opener and the home finale. Got the home opener against the Browns. We beat. They win the division, and they got their new toys. And then we close out against Pittsburgh. So. You know, hey, and it sucks for me, but I always look forward to that favorite home game against Pittsburgh, and I got to wait all year.
All year.
All year. And you know what's funny? I hate to even utter these words or jinx it, but watch that game not mean anything, and it's my favorite home game. That would suck. It would almost suck the air out of that.
It's Ravens Steelers.
What if we already had the division, or they do? And it's like, really? Like, who wants to go to last game? It's the Steelers, and it's like, what if we're like 12-4 and they're out of playoff mix and we have it locked up? Well, what if it's vice versa? What if we're out of it and then they're going to win it all in a division and then it's a sucky game to go to, and then you're going to have to endure it being dominated by terrible talent. So please let's not that happen, because I do not want to sit there last game of the year and be dominated by Steeler fans, because I'm going to be very, very irritated.
It's so, Raven Steelers. Yeah. It'll always mean something. Even if it's not for the postseason, it's still going to be bragging rights for either team.
Oh, yeah. So. And I'm still going to be there in full, you know me. It's Raven Steelers. I love that ticket, but I can't wait. I just can't wait now the schedule's out. And they always get it out so early and make us wait all summer. But hey, that's the art of the NFL. It's called anticipation. Less is more, and that's why we love it.
That's right. So. Everybody, thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe to us on all your favorite podcast apps. As Josh said, we'll be doing shows throughout the off season. They're going to be sporadic, so you never know when a new one's going to pop up. And hey, who knows? I think this went pretty well tonight. You never know when a Facebook Live is going to come out either. So make sure you like us on our Facebook page. Make sure you're subscribed to us on your podcast feed, whatever app you like to use. So that is it for this live release scheduled show. So that's it. Josh, you know what to do, even though we're on Facebook Live. Take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much. And as always, man, I'm excited. This is – you know, again, it's like Christmas. You know, I knew the schedule was being released. I'm like, ooh, where are we going to go? Who are we going to play? What are our primetime games? Now it's all laid out. Got to make your travel plans. Got to make your, take your days off for the weeknight games. I'll be taking a long weekend in December for a Thursday night football game in December. How about that? It's going to be great, man. And just to go through this time of the NFL with the schedule and the draft, the buzz is there. And, whether you're the all year round enthusiast like myself, or love the off season is not more than the regular season, or you just can't wait to get it here, you can care less about all this mumbo jumbo. Hey, you know, we're getting there. Hey, bear with us. But hey, schedule's out for you all. And not only that, but the whole NFL in its entirety. So I'm telling you what, you know, I can't wait to look. I'm not going to break it down now, but I really can't wait to look at the other slate of primetime games, where the whole slate of Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night games, the first game of the year, and the Thanksgiving games. We have a few minutes still, Brandon. I actually want to look at those, if you don't mind, the Thanksgiving slate games.
Sure, go for it.
I mean, hey, you got to get your fill on turkey day, right?
That's right. That's my one of my favorite days of the year. I love all the football games.
Football, food, family, fun. I mean, what can you do, man?
I'm always bummed when the Ravens don't play on Thanksgiving. I think it was Harbaugh who said on the last Thanksgiving game that they would have no problem playing on Thanksgiving, but he wanted to get the Thursday night game every single year, kind of like
tradition. Like the Cowboys get theirs, the Lions get theirs. How about the Ravens get the night game?
Right.
Didn't we have it like 2 out of 3 years at that one point?
Yeah. It was what was it? It was Ravens versus 49ers, and then Ravens versus Steelers, and that was the infamous Jacoby Jones run. That it was Tomlin was on the field for that one.
How about this? Just looking at the NFL schedule, curveball. How about this? The Patriots do not open up as the first game.
That's right. They wanted it to be what? It was Green Bay and who else? And Chicago, right?
Or something of another.
Because it's the 100th year of the NFL, right?
Yeah, but Green Bay at Chicago
there
on
you go.
Thursday, November 5th. But the Patriots do get Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football. So the defending champions get the rival Steelers. So, hey, they're pick your poison. You know, who to root for there. But, that's what's to come there. And I'm actually breaking it down. Let's see, week. Trying to see when Thanksgiving would be. Bear with my browser here.
Keep looking. Let me see if I can figure out the date for you.
I got it.
See, we got 1, 2. You're looking for November 28th. That's Thanksgiving.
I was 1 week back. I was at week 12. I need to go to week 13. So Turkey Day, get your fill for a trifecta of Chicago and Detroit divisional game. Oh, Buffalo solid. And Dallas. Okay. But then you got the nightcap, New Orleans at the Falcons, so another divisional. See, this is where I feel like they get it wrong, okay? They got the divisional game. you got the Bills playing the Cowboys and you have another division game. Why don't you make the Cowboys – I felt like they should make it Cowboys-Redskins Thanksgiving every year, but or that opponent. But – because I always have a bowl because of my family. It's Redskins and – my family's – Brandon, if you don't know this, it's Redskins, Ravens, and then my cousin's a Cowboys fan. So that's why I say it's funny during Thanksgiving because if we have Redskins versus Cowboys like that has been for a couple years running, it makes for good entertainment.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's why I'm like – but it was always like, why don't you keep that in division? I feel like when you have those marquee games like that, like a Turkey Day, everybody's off work, you're eating – why don't you have a great divisional game that weekend? But Bills and Dallas, it's besides me. But hey, yeah. But there's your Turkey Day fill. You get your trifecta. But I can't wait to get it going. And just lastly, I'm going to cover is usually week one. We get a doubleheader Monday Night Football style. It's loading here. We have a doubleheader Houston at New Orleans and Denver and Oakland. I feel like Oakland always gets that second game. Is that true? I feel like they always get that Monday night.
Wait, so Joe is opening up his first season with Denver on Monday Night Football?
Yep.
Wow.
So there you go. So that's why I was looking at it. So for all those, obviously, the Flacco support, and we support Joe, what he's done here. I'm actually looking at him raising the trophy, Super Bowl 47 MVP as we speak. Mile High Miracles to my left. All the great memories, man. So, hey, there you go. You don't have to miss a beat. His first game. It's going to be a late one, though, because the first game and then second game. So, yeah, so if you want to stay up for it, usually that's not too late because usually that doubleheader is a 7 and a 10 o'clock billing.
Right.
So, but, yeah, so Joe Flacco at Oakland, Denver at Oakland on Monday Night Football to end week one. So they're the last game of week one. So you want to stay up and get your Joe Flacco licks in, you got to – go roll in the worker late on a Tuesday or call out, but you got your Joe Flacco fix on Monday Night Football, and that's good for him. How about that? His first game under the lights. I like to see what he does, but hey, don't I really hope they don't do too well, right? Because they're in an AFC still, and and they would be vying for or jockeying for a playoff position just like the Ravens will. So wish some success, but at our expense, not too much, right?
Exactly. So, Josh. Take us out, man, the way you always do.
Always, man. Thank you so much for a great, great show. I was happy to break this down with you. I'm excited. I can't wait to get it ramped up, man. What a favorable preseason and regular season schedule. I'm actually really pleased with this one, top to bottom. Sometimes the schedule, I'm always complaining about something like, they got two stupid road games. We got to go here. Okay, great. Then we're home for a whole month, you know. But you know, there's always something to gripe about, or we have to go on Monday night again on the road, or we never get a home game prime time, and then we got two of them, so can't really complain. They're two against great opponents, so I think we really got our fill. Fans, I feel like should be happy with this. I can't speak for you. If you're not happy, tell us why. I'm not gonna sit there and fault you for it. If you're not happy, you don't like this or that. I mean, hey. That's why I told you I wanted the Ravens and the Steelers and the Ravens and Browns to be prime time. But, hey, I don't make the schedule, but it's still going to be great. And they could be flexed later in the year. So give them flexibility with how these teams stack up later. But it's going to be awesome. And just getting your football fixed no matter what. If you're a Ravens fan, if you're a fan of another team, or if you're just an NFL fan and don't have a favorite team, just love watching Red Zone all day long and your fantasy team. And it's going to be great. And then the schedule is – as we get off the show here, I'm actually going to take some moments and really go through each team's schedule and see how it stacks up. I always do that. I really pretty much go through all 32 teams and really see how it stacked up compared to ours. Like, are they home away like us, or do they get screwed or shafted, or they got to go on the road three out of the first? Remember that one year, Brandon? It was like we were on the road. Like, we only had like one playoff home game in like the first 2 months. Remember?
Yeah, that was so ridiculous.
Yeah, remember? So I feel like this one, hey, home away, how can you really complain about that? It's all terrain. So, hey, I'm really loving that, and that's unique, and it's awesome. And I really feel like the Ravens, you know what they're going to do? They're going to fly high with this schedule until we get to 2019. NFL Draft is next.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.